Hello everyone and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Marie and we're going to have a lot of fun today.
And my name is Peter. We're so happy you joined us today. Our topic is technology.
And our title is Alex's Amazing Watch. Alex's Amazing Watch. Hey Peter, what kind of technology do you use at home?
Oh, well, I use a laptop all the time. I play music, movies, whatever. I love that thing.
That sounds wonderful. Technology is amazing, and our Read It For Today is amazing. Let's go there right now with Peter.
Rob did some exercises. How many calories did he burn? Alex's watch can tell him. Enter in your height and weight. Then just press the button when you exercise. His watch does much more. It can help you find places. It can help you sleep. Alex has all kinds of information on his wrist. Technology is amazing these days.
Thank you, Peter. How can a small watch do so many things? Alex's watch is amazing.
Yeah, it sounds hard to believe, but it's true.
Yes, it is. So, Peter, I know you have a watch. What can your watch do?
It can just tell the time. It can't do all these amazing things that will help me exercise. It's kind of like having a personal trainer on your wrist. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, friends. It's time to go to our keywords.
Hello, 大家好，我们今天要来继续延续运动这个话题。运动可以燃烧身体的脂肪，燃烧就是 burn。Rob 去做运动 ，How many calories did he burn？ 这里的 calorie 就是卡路里，而燃烧卡路里，动词燃烧就是 burn。Exercise more so you can burn more calories. Alex 的健康表可以算出运动帮你燃烧了多少卡路里。不过你要先输入自己的身高和体重。高度是 height, 而重量是 weight. Enter your height and weight. 开始运动的时候就要按一下表上的按键。Press the button when you exercise. 往下按的动作就是 press.其实这只智能健康表的功能真的很多，就好像把各样的资讯都戴在他的手腕上。He has all kinds of information on his wrist. 手腕就是 wrist.
Rob, why are you sweating?
I just did some exercises.
Oh.How many calories did you burn?
I don't know. I don't know how to count that.
Alex's watch can. It shows how much energy you use.
How does it do that?
I have no idea. You should ask Alex.
Rob did some exercises, so he is sweating.
That's right. When you do exercise, you start to sweat.
Hey, Peter, I think I'm starting to sweat. My face is very sweaty.
Oh, why are you sweating, Marie? You're not exercising.
I'm not exercising, but I'm sweating because I'm nervous. Later on, I have to speak...in front of 500 people, so I'm getting nervous.
Oh, wow, 500 people. Marie, you should drink some water.
You're right, Peter. Water will make me feel more relaxed. All right, friends, you should watch today's Grammar Point. Here's Rebecca.
Hey, friends, if you want to tell someone that he should do something, you can use...this grammar point. You should verb. For example, you should do your homework. Or you should talk to Mr. Brown. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Well, friends, you should practice at home. And Marie, you should relax. You are a good speaker. You will do great.
Thanks, Peter. I really should relax. And in conversation A, while Rob was exercising, he burned calories. Peter, you enjoy running, right? Do you burn calories while you run?
I sure do. I burn about 100 calories a mile. My body uses energy. That's what calories are. You get calories from food, and I eat lots of food. When I run, I can eat anything I want.
You do eat a lot, Peter. I think I should start running. I want to burn a lot of calories. All right, well, in conversation A, Rob asked Susie how Alex's watch can count his energy. And Susie said, I have no idea.
And I have no idea.
Peter, what are you talking about?
I have no idea where my wallet is. It was in my pocket a second ago, but now it's gone.
Well, I have no idea where your wallet is. Friends, while I help Peter find his wallet, you should watch conversation B.
How does your watch work, Alex? How can it count burned calories?
Easy. Press this button. Put in your height and your weight.
That's it?
No, then you push this button when you start to exercise and push this one when you finish.
And it can tell me how many calories are burned?
Yes, and a lot more.
Wow, Alex's watch can count burned calories by just pressing some buttons.
Yeah, that's really cool. These days, you can do a lot by just pressing a button.
You're right, Marie. If I press a button on my phone, it will take a picture.
Yeah, I often press buttons on the remote control. I press them if I want to turn on the TV or if I want to change a channel.
That's right. Now, the first thing Alex says to do, if you want to see how many calories you burn, is to put your height and weight into the watch.
That's right. And Peter, how tall are you?
Well, I'm 190 centimeters. How about you?
Well, I am about 160 centimeters. I am much shorter than you, Peter.
Yes, you are, and I actually like being tall. With my height, I can do many things. I can play basketball.
Yes, you can. And when you play basketball, you burn calories. All right, let's go to Christina to learn more about this.
手表怎么能算出燃烧的卡路里有多少呢? How can it count burned calories? 我们要来讲讲句尾的 burned calories。首先来看动词 burn, 燃烧。它的过去分词是 burned。它含有被动意味可以做形容词被燃烧的。所以 burned calories 就是指被燃烧的卡路里。这是过去分词当形容词用的典型范例。我们来多看几个例子。请你留意它们的过去分词当形容词用的形式。Broken dishes.破掉的盘子 ,cooked meat, 煮好的肉 ,washed clothes, 洗好的衣服。
Thank you, Christina. Marie, what are some exercises you do to burn calories?
Well, I really like to go swimming. When I swim, I feel like I'm burning a lot of calories.
Yes, you can burn a lot of calories swimming.Now, Alex says all you have to do is push a button and the watch will start when you exercise.
That's right. When you push a button, you press down on the buttons.
Yeah, when you play video games, you push lots of buttons.
When I go to work every day, I have to push a button in the elevator to get to my floor. It will take me there. Well, friends, don't press off that button because we'll be right back after the break. Welcome back, friends. We are talking about Alex's very cool watch.
Yes, we are, Marie. His watch is very cool. I think I'm going to get a watch just like his. It will help me count my calories when I exercise.
I think you should, Peter. But how about now we go to conversation C?
And then I got lost.
You can't get lost with this watch. It has GPS.
That's cool. Well, then I didn't sleep much. So yesterday was a bad day.
You need this watch. It records your sleep patterns. It can help you sleep.
Wow. Your watch does everything.
I have all kinds of information, and it's all right here on my wrist.
Technology is amazing these days.
Alex's watch even has a GPS. A GPS can tell him where he is. It can also tell him the place he wants to go to.
Wow, technology is amazing.
Yes, it is. And Peter, you just used today's
calendar phrase.
Technology is amazing.
Technology is amazing.
科技让人惊叹.
Oh, nice watch.
Yes, this watch does everything.
Technology is amazing.
It has the time and the date.
Technology is amazing.
It counts my steps.
Technology is amazing.
And tells me how much I sleep.
Wow, technology is amazing.
Yes. Until it breaks.
Oops.
Technology is amazing.
Technology is amazing.
科技让人惊叹.
Technology keeps getting better and better.
It sure does. Now we see in conversation C that Linda did not sleep well, but Alex is a good friend and let her borrow his watch.
That's right. He let her borrow his watch because it can record sleeping patterns.
That's right. It can record sleeping patterns. I think I need to change my sleeping patterns. I've been going to bed way too late and waking up way too late.
You should go to bed earlier. Now, I know these days you've been busy with a lot of work. Well, just at least try. Friends, let's go to Christina to learn more about this phrase, these days.
了解了这只神奇的健康表, Linda 赞叹地说, Technology is amazing these days. 智慧的these days表示现在,最近这些日子。我们来看几个例句,了解一下它是怎么用的。 I'm feeling very tired these days. 我最近觉得很累。It's so hard to get a good job these days. 现在要找到好工作真的很难。 Good English skills are so important these days. 好的英文能力现在非常的重要.
Thank you, Christina. Well, these days, technology is so great that even a watch can do everything.
Yeah, you're right, Marie. Just like Alex's watch, his watch has all kinds of information on it and it is so useful for things like exercise.
Well, I don't have a watch like Alex on my wrist, but I have this bracelet on my wrist.
Yeah, that looks great, but it doesn't do all the cool things Alex's watch does. Well, friends, it's time for us to review our keywords. Say them with us right now.
Here's our first keyword for today. Calorie. Calorie. How many calories are in this cake?
Burn. Burn. Let's go run and burn some energy.
Height. Height. I'm tall, but I don't know my height.
Press. Press. Press the button. Then open the door.
Wrist. Wrist. You wear a watch around your wrist. All right, friends, remember to review our keywords. But for now, let's review our conversations.
Rob, why are you sweating?
I just did some exercises.
Oh, how many calories did you burn?
I don't know. I don't know how to count that.
Alex's watch can. It shows how much energy you use.
How does it do that?
I have no idea. You should ask Alex.
How does your watch work, Alex? How can it count burned calories?
Easy. Press this button. Put in your height and your weight.
That's it?
No, then you push this button when you start to exercise and push this one when you finish.
And it can tell me how many calories are burned?
Yes, and a lot more.
And then I got lost.
You can't get lost with this watch. It has GPS.
That's cool. Well, then I didn't sleep much. So yesterday was a bad day.
You need this watch. It records your sleep patterns. It can help you sleep.
Wow. Your watch does everything.
I have all kinds of information. And it's all right here on my wrist.
Technology is amazing these days.
Ew, Monkey Man! Why are you sweating?
Well, I just walked 10,000 steps.
Oh, that takes energy.
Yeah, I burned 200 calories.
How do you know?
Well, I put in my height and weight, and my watch tells me.
Wow, your watch counts calories and steps.
Yeah, that's not all. Look, it also has a GPS.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah, and it records my sleep patterns, too.
Wow, your watch does everything.
Yep, you need this watch.
You're right. Can I have it?
No, Ginger. You get your own.
Oh, I will. I'll get one that counts bananas. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and to get some answers. Today, we're talking about technology words. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Mr. Etymology.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Eddie. Thanks for being on our show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Eddie, I have a question today from Ricardo Torres of Mexico City, Mexico. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to.
Thanks, Eddie. Ricardo writes, my wife gave me a watch for my birthday. The watch can get wet. What is the English word to describe something that can get wet and not break?
Wow, what a great question, Ricardo. Thanks for asking it. Yes, there is a word for something that can get wet and not break. This word is waterproof.
Waterproof?
Yes, waterproof. Things that are waterproof are protected against water. So even if it gets wet, it still will work.
Oh, so you can have a waterproof watch, a waterproof camera, and a waterproof cell phone.
That's right.
Well, the end of the word proof, P-R-O-O-F, tells us something is protected.
Yes, it describes something cannot be hurt by something else.
Oh, what other words end in proof?
Well, there is, fireproof.
Oh, if something is fireproof, then fire cannot harm it.
That's right, Rob. Germ-proof means something is protected against germs.
What about soundproof?
Soundproof is a little different. It doesn't mean that sound won't harm the thing. It means that sound cannot pass in or out of it.
Oh, so we could have a soundproof room.
That's right. Soundproof rooms keep sounds in the room, and outside sounds can't come in.
Wow, that's great. All right, friends, can you think of any other words that end in proof? Think of some and share them with your friends today. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends.
We
learned a lot about health.
Two.
Hey, Peter?
Yeah?
Why are you doing lunges?
Well, I want to count my lunges so I can burn calories while teaching.
Well, now is not the time to do lunges and burn calories.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Maybe I'll just get a watch and it can count for me. Well, friends, I hope you had fun. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.